All right, member-supported Radio KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. We do have a special guest in studio. I've been trying to get you to come in to do radio stuff with me forever. It's Miss Erica Davies. How are things?
Hi.
Hi.
Things are good.
Things are really good, as far as music and otherwise, I imagine.
Yes, and I'm glad I'm finally here.
We're glad you're here, too. You did bring a friend. It is Stephen Ray. Stephen, I've not met you before, but I've seen your name in print numerous times, especially down in San Diego, right? You're a talented musician in your own right.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You guys have collaborated now.
Yes.
With some new music. But I did want to touch on, I mean, this new record. You got a CD release coming up on Monday in San Diego, right, in Old Town, and it is Miss Erica Davies. It's called Part the Sea.
Yes.
Is this record different than some of the other stuff you've put out? I mean, hold on. I should probably tell people exactly who you are. You've been putting out records out of San Diego since when? Like 2008, I want to say? Well, that's what it said, I believe, on the internet. I don't believe everything I read on the internet. Even before 2008.
Was it 2008? It might have been like 2005 that I released my first little, like, it was sort of an EP. Yeah, it was Creature Hobecto. And this is my third album.
Right on.
Only,
this is the third official release from Miss Erica Davies.
Yes.
And is this record different at all from your previous releases?
Yeah, it's
in what way?
That it happened after the other ones.
Sure. Did you relocate to any studio or work with any rad producers for this one?
No, it's different because the first album I did, and it was really just simple, just kind of acoustic, just really mellow, which I loved. And the second one, I tried to go to studio and go all out and add all this instrumentation. And then this one, I kind of wanted to go back again and do something more just back to acoustic, like just the guitar and my voice. And a couple songs I co-wrote with some people who I'd never written with before. And it was different than all the Jazzify had done. And it was different people that I worked with completely to write. So it's different in that aspect that it has a little bit of everything that I've kind of done up until now.
Right on.
But there's only seven songs, so it's like two of one ukulele, two guitar, because I taught myself to play guitar, so I wrote two songs.
Awesome.
And then, so yeah, it's kind of simple, but it touches on a little bit of everything.
I have seen you perform once or twice down in San Diego with your trio. And you are kind of a throwback, and I'm sure a lot of people say that about you. But when you meet people on the street, and they ask you, oh, what do you do? And you're like, oh, you know, I'm a musician. And they ask you, what type of music do you play? What do you tell them?
I tell them it's sort of jazz infused, but I write my own songs that are sort of theatrical and have some mixture of like some sort of, like, I tell them I try to get the vibe because I grew up like, you know, in the liking 90s music and like Hole and like Nirvana and weird, like that whole rock vibe and underground thing. I wanted to merge that with jazz somehow.
Right.
Because I also loved like Judy Garland and whatever, Patsy Cline and all that sound. But I thought, you know, young kids don't really get into that as much and it's not a club thing. But if somehow you could mix that, it's kind of what I think I'm trying to do.
So you grew up listening to all sorts of things. Like, what were your folks listening to in the house growing up?
My folks listened to like country.
Is that right?
Which I hated forever, but they listened to like the popular like country. But I guess back then, to me now, I love it. I love like cheesy like 90s country. I love like the Judds and all that stuff. Yeah, actually,
I like what's really hot right now. Is
nobody
like,
does except me that I find. But
I love the alt country now. Like, you know, the old 97s and like you know, all of these bands are definitely doing it. And it's like it's a crossover country alternative or whatever. Again, Miss Erica Davies in studio on member supported radio KX93.5. The new record is available to the general public right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's called Part the Sea. Your website looks great, by the way. It's
Thank
just MissEricaDavies.com. And if people tweet at you, are you responsive on Twitter?
Yes.
Are you?
I'm more on Facebook, but...
Sure.
So Twitter I do occasionally, but
I love Twitter.
Responsive.
You know, I have funny one-liners that pop in my head from time to time, and I will just tweet them out.
Well, I don't have an iPhone, which would probably help me, or a very smartphone. So I feel like if I had that, it would make things quicker. But...
You don't have one of those?
No.
We got to get you one of those. Let's start a Kickstarter campaign to get Miss Erica Davies a smartphone or something like that. All right. Member supported KX93.5. I am holding in my left hand the brand new. Is this considered an LP or an EP? I don't even know what to call these things anymore.
I know. I don't need it. It's seven songs, so I guess it's an EP.
Right? Seven tracks done brilliantly here by Miss Erica Davies. Let's hear one in the studio. Do you mind?
No.
If there was ever a song to rip into on the air right now, what would it be from this new record?
Jingo Milai. What do you think? Part the Sea? So that's the title track?
That's the title track. All right, so let me count it out here. We're dusting off the old CD player in the studio. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is track 4 off the new record. We will listen to it, and then more from our Pearl Street studios with Miss Erica Davies. I told you guys, Laguna Beach is going to fall in love with this artist. We'll be back in just a sec. Don't go anywhere.
I have got a mouth that cannot lie. Yes, these very lips depart the sea. And if you will look into my eyes, you will see yourself inside of me. Play me like a drum, I'll beat on time. It doesn't matter how you want to change the beat. You think I can walk on water? Just a color that I wear. Well, it doesn't matter what you think you are to me, 'cause I told you how much I adore you, but it don't mean a thing. It ends and we agree to disagree. Well, you were just a color that I wear. Well, it doesn't matter what you think you are to.
There you go. That is new from Miss Erica Davies. That is the title track from her new record. It's called Part the Sea. Oh my goodness, that is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I said you are kind of a throwback, and I do feel like Laguna Beach is going to fall in love with Miss Erica Davies, but all of this was recorded at various locations, right? You hear about bands like relocating to, you know, some remote beach in Mexico or the desert out in like Joshua Tree to write and record, you know, their record. Did you do it all in San Diego?
Yes.
At various locations?
Yeah. Some just live after gigs, actually. But mostly in my house, because I'm kind of a homebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when you sit down to record some stuff, how many of it is brought in beforehand, and how much of this was recorded on the fly in the studio? You do a lot of tweaking and stuff, you know?
Probably on that song, not at all. We just came in and played it live.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. don't think so. It's pretty much how it's going to be.
Is that different from other records that you've put out? Like layering tracks or recording it live has been totally different? And which do you prefer?
I'd rather just do it live and simple than layer. Yeah.
Like one and done type of thing? Yeah. I'm not a musician or anything, but I imagine it gets very tedious to...
That particular studio where she recorded Part of the Sea with Mike Butler at Lost Ark is like Mini Sun Studios. Their analog gear and amps and everything in that room is just amazing. Not that they... I mean, I'm not sure what Jeremy and Aaron on that record played, but... They did cut live, and it was a real nice warm.
Yeah,
sound.
We really
were
good.
All together. I was in a little isolation booth, but I could see them, and we were all like in the same big room, so it was nice.
Well, from what I've heard so far, you should be very proud of this stuff, because you know, so far so good. Again, the CD release show is happening Monday in San Diego. At what venue again?
It's at Signet Theater. It's the Old Town Theater, and it's on Twig Street.
Cool. And what is going down? You're having guest musicians, including our friend Gail Skidmore, from what I understand.
Yes. Me and Gail will be singing Fragile Voices together, and she'll be playing guitar on it.
And that's a song that you wrote?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I wrote it, and then I wanted Gail to play it. So we've been hanging out lately, and it's a long overdue relationship that needed to happen, I guess. But,
right.
So now we decided, why not do a
song?
I'm
so glad that you guys are friends.
Yeah, she's cool.
Right. I love Gail.
Hey, Gail.
So you brought Stephen Ray.
Yes.
How are things, my friend?
I have zero complaints.
Where did you meet Erica Davies? Was it just mutual friends playing shows down in San Diego? Admirable
dreams
or mutual
really
respect?
Do come true.
Sure. How long was it before you got...
Not a monster at the end of the Yellow Brick Road at all.
How long did it take for you guys to actually realize that you were good at collaborating together musically?
It wasn't anything that we tried to do. It was kind of an extension of other things that we like to do, like walking or listening to music or hiking.
So it took like a month or less?
Just from the first time we tried, just click, something happened.
Well, he had me
sing together. Yeah,
he wanted me to come. I think years ago, he wanted me to come sing backups on an album he was doing, and I did that.
Yeah, actually,
that's
a former gentleman from Laguna has a studio in Liebenhain called I just drew a blank. Big Fish. Yes.
Oh,
and,
okay.
It's all analog. Beautiful studio that was built in the '70s, and he used to reside here in Laguna Beach. And a long story short, yeah, I started working on a record called Stephen Ray and Slicks.
Right.
And kind of this is what happened after that.
Well, you floated me a brand new song, which is not on the new Miss Erica Davies record.
Nope.
And it's called Why Don't You Lie. Now, I understand that it's a cover that you guys love.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a song that was previously recorded. You put your own spin on it. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment that you could give us before we rip into this song?
We just both heard the song, fell in love with it, and thought it'd be fun to...
Yeah, we
play.
Both knew what it was, and it's pretty obscure, and I had no clue. I had just met him. I think it was like a couple months, and you were like, let's sing a song together. And I said, I don't know. And he's like, just listen to the song. And I said, no way. I know this song.
Well, here it is. We're going to play it in the studio, and then we'll all talk about it, okay? The song is called Why Don't You Lie. It is Stephen Ray and Miss Erica Davies on member-supported radio, KX93.5.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You heard it first right here on Member Supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. It is Stephen Ray with Miss Erica Davies. Why Don't You Lie is the song. And they're sitting here right now. Thanks again for being here.
You're welcome.
Miss Erica Davies, you have won awards for your music. Best Jazz in 2012 in the San Diego Music Awards. What do you use that award for? Is it on your mantle? Do you use it as a doorstop?
If I had a mantle, it would be on there.
No, but that's quite an accomplishment, you know, to win such awards and to have your music be recognized like that. And I think this is just the beginning, my friend. And if you continue to be making music, more and more people will take notice. And, you know, we're taking notice, and all we could do is try to get the word out. And that's exactly why we're here.
Thank you.
Speaking of get the word out, who from Subaru found your music and what happened with that? Because your music has been placed in TV and film.
Yes.
If you will. Yeah. And is that lucrative for an independent artist
to get
their music placed in commercials?
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine only ran for a year. What was mine and Rafters and Chris Fulford Brown was part of it. I was co-writing songs with him for my last album, Galaxy Lakes, and so we were working together, and something came up at Singing Serpent, and they needed a voice that was kind of, you know, I guess I fit that, whatever they were looking for, kind of like an old-timey sound for this commercial, and they just wanted me to sing this 30-second thing, and I did.
Okay.
They submitted it, and then it got chosen, I guess, Subaru's whoever.
Do you have any advice for artists who are more or less in your shoes, who are grinding it out and working a day job just to facilitate their art at night? You know, because you live it.
Yes.
Right?
I think not to have a... Well, you have to have a specific vision and goal, I guess, but if you don't fulfill that exactly, that you should keep doing what you love, because I think something will happen and you might not know what that will be.
Yeah. Basically, don't stop
working on
your craft.
Yeah.
Working on your art.
Even if nothing ever comes of it, I guess.
What's one record that you could never part with? You know, a few years back, I sold a bunch of CDs to Music Trader for pennies on the dollar because I had no money. But the one record that I kept was Television's Marquee Moon. And I'll never give it to anybody because I know I'm never going to see it again. But I need the physical copy always. What's that record for you? Again, Miss Erica Davies and Stephen Ray here at our Pearl Street Studios on Member Supported KX93.5. Yeah.
What would that be? If I could never have it again? Is that what happens?
Yeah, what's one record that you can never part with? You need the physical copy.
I don't know. I'm not really like that.
No.
I think if it was time to give up music like that, then I would just be like, okay, what's going to be next to take its place?
Mm-hmm. Where do you discover new music?
I would just, I don't really that often, actually.
No.
I'm pretty bad with that.
Are you still discovering old music? I get
sometimes,
it. It's better late than never. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm kind of like stuck in my own head with what I've liked for years. So I'm kind of, I don't know.
I think your sound would be great on vinyl. Is this a vinyl release as well coming up
no,
on Monday? No,
I wish it were.
That would be great. I'm investing in a record player myself, and I can't wait vinyl. To go home and... I'm sorry, what?
We're doing vinyl.
Yeah, you really should, you guys. Stephen Ray, Miss Erica Davies, what about you? Oh, as my phone's ringing. People should know that I'm doing a radio show right now.
That's a proprietor from Giant Vinyl Records.
Right, this guy?
Here to help out.
He wants to sign us to
like,
a mega
Erica,
deal.
You must have something you couldn't part with.
It's probably a debt collector, frankly. What about you, that Desert Island Disc question? What record could you never part with, Stephen Ray?
Man, actually, that Television record is one that...
So damn good, man.
It's so funny that you brought that up. We were just talking about that last night.
Oh, really?
Again, that is one of them.
Yeah.
Another one for me vocally is... probably the one record that Coltrane did with a vocalist, Johnny Hartman. And,
wow,
man, I'm all over the map.
Well, who turned you onto that stuff in the first place?
Oh my gosh. I'd met, an old Torch singer, Peggy Clare, that used to work at Jazz 88. And when I was,
it's a great station.
Clubs, she kind of turned me on to a lot of things I didn't have in my collection or I didn't know about. And, that was one record. I don't know. They're just rare things I keep discovering. So it's hard to say because I don't want to take away from the future discovery of music that I find, like Waylon Jennings. I just found this rare, not recently, but newer song that he did for for a movie called Defying Gravity, the Executioner song, a song from the 70s. It's a beautiful song, and I think maybe we actually do a duet of it, Erica and I. And,
awesome.
But I think Emmylou Harris might have played it. She did play it. But there's just things I keep continue to find.
Right? Through friends.
We don't want to standardize.
Through the internet. Through wherever.
I figure if it's gone, it's gone. It's always going to be in my head, right? I'll just sing it.
There you go. You always have melodies in your head, Miss Erica Davies.
No, what? Oh, she no, does. I always have songs in my head. And I'm like, how do I know that one?
All right. In the interest of keeping this moving, let's hear another song.
Okay.
Now, it'll be a song of your choice. Again, the record is Part the Seed. There is a CD release party, not quite a vinyl release party yet, but it's happening in San Diego on Monday down in Old Town. What should we hear first? Because this is the first time that I'm hearing stuff off this record. So far, so good. And that's why we're here. I want to debut these tracks and have people listen to this. So...
I say go to the intimate acoustic song, Other Side of the Planet, from the jazz song, Lovely Ways.
Lovely Ways. So let me count it out, you guys. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is track 6 off the new Miss Erica Davies record. So let's hear it now. More from our Pearl Street studios in just a second on KX93.5.
I miss you, but I'm not supposed to. We didn't even say goodbye. Friends turned to foes, sort of like enemies, silently disclosed. Then time's passing, as it always seems to do, makes me remember. And your lovely ways, the lovely ways, the lovely ways about you, the lovely ways, the lovely. Delicate structure of your face, every angle my heart did trace. And where did it lead me? Somewhere wrong, but now it feels right for me to sing a song about your lovely way. The lovely ways, the lovely ways about you, the lovely ways, your lovely ways, the lovely ways about you. I know you let me that you're gone, a part of me is left behind. You're like an angel falling from the sky, and I was drawn to you. I cannot lie. How did something so sad always feel so new? Well, I was alright for a while, but now I miss you and your lovely ways, the lovely ways. You.
right. The song's Lovely Ways. It is Miss Erica Davies off her new record. She's sitting here with me right now. Now, you recorded that guitar part as well?
Yes.
But you claim not to. You said you're not a great guitar player. You'd rather leave that up to somebody else.
Yeah, I would.
When you go home and you write music, it's just you? Is it you and the guitar? Is it you and the ukulele? Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself? Do you play other instruments?
No, just vocally. I'm most comfortable, and I feel like I do that the best. So I figure that I'm just going to stay there. But I do want to write, so I pick up the ukulele and maybe fool around or the guitar I have. So,
are you classically trained as far as vocals, or are you just self-taught in that respect?
I'm self-taught, and I took like a semester from a classically trained vocalist at a community college.
That's
and
great.
Learn basics, so yeah.
Right. Basics are good, right? I'm sure you got something out of it.
I got a lot, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. What about you, my friend, Stephen Ray in studio as well? You classically trained, or did you go to school for music?
No, sir. I'm dreadfully unorthodox.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And for you, is it mainly the guitar when you go home and sit down and write something?
I've written songs on bass. Actually, one song that we do together, I wrote on the upright bass first, and then transposed to guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my music is written on the guitar.
Cool. You got to float me some of your music. That'd be really rad. I mean, that's why we're here, man, to get the word out for artists who normally wouldn't get the exposure, and we love doing it here. By the way, you dig on our studios, right?
Yes.
Love it.
Not bad. Now you know why I'm driving up an hour every day from San Diego.
Yeah.
Visit you anytime.
Right? Well, we'll have to collaborate in the future. Again, Laguna Beach going to love you.
Okay.
Yeah, they're big on the arts, and they definitely support, independent artists. MissEricaDavies.com is the website. All the information is there. There's cool videos, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, there are cool videos.
There are videos.
And you're going to unleash a brand new video to the world this Monday at the CD release show. Again, if people want to show up there, what sort of things can they expect and who's showing up?
It's going to be an opener by Jessica Nett, and it's my whole entire album was remixed by my brother, actually, who's an electronic artist. So he flipped it backwards and did all this crazy stuff to it, and she just does some, I don't know what she's doing yet, it's a surprise, but she does, you know, crazy performance art.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait for it. Anything you wanted to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Miss Erica Davies quite yet?
I don't know. You just have to come all the way to San Diego on June 3rd and 7
p.m.
Come
to the Old Town Theater this Monday.
And we should probably book some shows for you pretty damn soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I don't want to be that same jock in a different market asking the same damn questions, you know? And I feel like with certain artists, I want to get the word out and help promote. And you're definitely one of them who I think people should definitely know about. So I have no advice or anything like that. Like, who the hell am I? But I would say, like, please continue to make music because it is so damn good. And I feel like it's very palatable, very appealing to many different sorts of people who might be into different types of music. Again, MissEricaDavies.com. Stephen Ray, thanks for coming in.
That's all I got for you.
All right, before
Thank
we
you.
Go, I want to play track one off the new record. It is called You and Me. You heard it first right here. It is Miss Erica Davies. You're freaking awesome.
Thank you, Mookie.
You're very welcome.
You're awesome.
KX93.5.
There was you by the fountain, and I knew from the look in your eyes, from the very first look in your eyes, that you knew me. There was a time we were giving and loving and honest and true. The first time that we met, me and you, we were happy. Then together we were almost every day, laughing and joking our lives away. Still that memory of what was is forever and will always be. Just that time in our lives when we were you and me. Me and you, me and you, you and me, you and me. There was you through the window as I walked past, you looked up to see. I saw you the same time you saw me, and I knew from the look in your eyes that you knew me. That old feeling of I think we've met before carried us just as far as you, walking out the door. Still that memory of what was is forever and will always be. Just that time in our lives when we were you and